There's two halachot that are very common that the people ask during the 9 days. Number one, they want to know, are you allowed to move into a new home during the 9 days? Or a new apartment for that matter. Sometimes it's out of your control. That's when the house becomes ready during the 9 days, and they want to move in. Is it permissible? So according to the halakha, if that is a primary dwelling, which means he didn't build a gazebo or a club of some sort to recreate, he's building a house where they can live in it. So if it's for his living purposes, it's mutar to move in even during the 9 days. And it's permissible to make chenuch habayit during the 9 days. Of course, what's the chenuch habayit? You're reading the Divrei Torah. And you're giving out some food. Of course, you cannot make a shehiyanu during the 9 days. So therefore, you would have to come after. The custom is to buy a new suit, to make shehiyanu on the suit, and have kavanah for the new house. That would only be done after. Another question that many people ask as well. What about buying a new car during the 9 days? So, Hakam HaVadiyah is lenient if the purpose of the car is for business. It means he needs a car to go back and forth for his parnasah. So he says, it's mutar. However, if he's just buying a leisure car, so then already he says, it's only permissible unless the price is going to go up after. Sometimes they make deals. They say, listen, if you don't catch the deal, next week the rates are going up. So you don't have to lose money during the 9 days. You can buy the car. Or for that matter, let's say the car that the person wants to buy is not going to be available. So there's only a limited amount of them. If you wait a week, it's going to be taken up, you're not going to have it. So that's considered a hifsid. If it's a hifsid, it's okay. Certainly when it comes to leasing a car, well, you're not buying it. Well, it really doesn't belong to you. The poskim also are lenient in such a case, especially if it's a deal, especially if it's not going to be available. But it's easier to lease a car than it is obviously to buy a car. But in both cases, the Hakam gives the heterim based on the conditions that we mentioned. This was brought down in the Yalkut Yosef on page 173 in Halachot Nun Chet and Samet.